Welcome to CNN Student News, and if you're just coming back from your summer break, it's great to see you again. I'm Carl Azus at the CNN Center in Atlanta, Georgia. First up today, turmoil in Turkey. It's a country that joins southeastern Europe with southwestern Asia, and for the past year, it's been struggling with political upheaval, domestic violence, and international terrorism. Turkish government officials say the ISIS terrorist group, which is based partly in neighboring Syria, is likely behind the latest major attack. It happened at an outdoor wedding celebration in a Turkish town near the Syrian border. A suicide bomber killed at least 51 people and wounded dozens of others. Turkey and the Kurdish ethnic group that lives in the region have given support to the fight against ISIS. So observers say ISIS might have planned Saturday's attack in revenge. Earlier this summer, suspected ISIS suicide bombers killed 44 people at an airport in Istanbul. Turkey's government has also fought against an armed rebel group for decades. It was blamed for bombing Turkish police forces last week. And the nation's been under a state of emergency after an attempted coup over the summer. It did not succeed in overthrowing the government, but hundreds were killed before that violence came to an end. Where you had land, it was water. Those were the words of a National Guardsman in Louisiana whose home was flooded while he and his wife worked to save lives in the state's historic flood. At least 13 people died across the state, and more than 60,000 homes were damaged. Many of the displaced are staying in shelters without knowing when they'll be able to go back to their homes or schools. The cause was a tremendous amount of rainfall, almost 7 trillion gallons of rain that poured over Louisiana between August 8th and 14th. It led to America's worst natural disaster since Superstorm Sandy hit the Northeast in 2012.
This is where the kitchen was right here. The water got up to about 2.5 feet in the house.
Step through Drew LeBlanc's door in the city of Gonzales and you'll see what hundreds of homes in southern Louisiana look like today. A bare interior stripped of any comforts of home.
We had to gut everything totally in the house.
LeBlanc only saved what he and his son Alec could carry out as the water approached his doorstep last Monday. Most of what was left behind had to be discarded and now sits soaked on the front lawn.
It happened fast, and it's sad. You do what you gotta do. We saved a lot. Thanks to him and my brother, they put everything as high as they could.
LeBlanc saved his family and the small, irreplaceable items, including his mother-in-law's albums.
Her stuff, she kept in his blue tote. This is what gets me.
I said, we're not going. We don't need to get that. So I felt bad the next day.
Because
I didn't want to destroy it. And I said, I'm going back. I don't care how deep it is to get her things that she wanted.
Alec used his cell phone to capture that return home along with his son.
I didn't even remember it was his birthday because of all the trauma that was going on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
There was time for a brief celebration amid the heartbreak, though. Dad fashioned a makeshift cake out of whipped cream and a few cookies.
I actually sang happy birthday to him while we were standing in the water in the house.
Like many of the families on his block, LeBlanc has help from friends, neighbors, and coworkers.
I'm living in my camp, and it's going to be rough for the next 2 months, but all of us are safe. We're alive.
Even with those helping hands, he says it will be weeks, perhaps months, before he turns his house into a home again.
If you're looking for ways you can help, CNN's Impact Your World initiative has some ideas on that. You can find a link to Impact Your World on our homepage, cnnstudentnews.com. Next story today, the Centers for Disease Control, a U.S. government health organization, is telling pregnant women to avoid 2 areas of Miami, Florida, including part of Miami Beach. Why? The Zika virus has been transmitted there. It's carried most extensively by mosquitoes, though human-to-human transmission is possible. For many people, Zika is not a major threat. Most people who get it won't even show symptoms. But if a pregnant woman gets infected, Zika can cause severe birth defects or miscarriage of the baby. Last month, Florida's governor announced the first local transmission of the Zika virus in the continental U.S. It was in an area north of downtown Miami. The CDC announced a travel warning for pregnant women, and heavy mosquito control measures, including spraying insecticide, were taken. That seemed to clear up the problem in that area. The country hardest hit by Zika is Brazil. But though it was a major concern leading up to this year's Olympic Summer Games in Rio de Janeiro, Zika did not keep the events from taking place. And South America's first ever Olympics officially wrapped up last night with closing ceremonies in Maracana Stadium. Officials say more than 41,000 tickets had been sold for the giant party. There were still some seats available. In fact, there were a lot of empty seats at this year's Olympic events, and Zika fears might have had an impact on international travel to Brazil. The country's recession and political chaos might have had an impact locally. Can owning a pet make you happier? There's quite a bit of scientific evidence that suggests it can. First, the statistics. It's estimated that more than 60% of Americans have at least one pet. According to the Harris poll, a market research poll, 71% of Americans who have a pet own at least one dog, 49% have a cat, and then come fish, birds, and other animals. A Psychology Today study found a few years ago that the type of pet didn't really matter when it comes to people's well-being, but the benefits that a pet brings are pretty extensive.
I'll preface by saying that I'm a pet lover. I've loved dogs, I've had dogs my whole life, and I've always known that dogs improve your mood. Certainly if you have a dog or any kind of pet, you know what I'm talking about. But now there's data to show that it can improve your health as well. People who are pet owners tend to have lower blood pressure, lower triglycerides, and lower cholesterol levels. Not exactly sure why that is. Could be that they're more active as a result of having a pet. But whatever the reason, having a pet seems to improve both your emotional as well as your physical well-being. Stress, anxiety, and depression are something that plague all of us at one time or another. But we know now, even more than anecdotally, that people who are pet owners tend to have lower levels of these things, particularly a hormone known as cortisol. Think of that as the stress hormone. When you have a lot of cortisol in your body, it's usually a result of some sort of stressor in your body. If you are a pet owner, you tend to have lower levels of cortisol overall. It's not that you can't get stressed. It's not that you can't get anxious or even depressed at times, but the peaks and the valleys tend to be much more muted. One of the things we know about living to 100 is that being social is a big part of that. It's not always easy for people to go out there and meet new people. What they find is that people who have pets are actually out in public with those pets, oftentimes have the pets act as an icebreaker. They tend to be more social as a result, and that can be part of what helps them live to 100.
Finally today, open up and say, ah, and be glad you're not a dentist and this thing doesn't need a checkup. Paleontologists say it's the skull of a Tyrannosaurus rex, a very well-preserved skull. It was found in a part of Montana that's famous for dinosaur bones. So far, researchers say they've been able to dig up about a fifth of this T-Rex. It was discovered last year by two museum volunteers who saw the skeleton's vertebrae sticking out of a hillside. So you can see why there's a skeleton of interest in it. They probably thought, leaping lizards, this could greatly facilitate deeper scholarship. It's perfectly paleontological that with this dino discovery, a lot of folks can dig it. Whether or not you dig those puns, we'll have more news for you tomorrow, right here. For CNN Student News, I'm Carl Azus.